Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Go to 93.7thefan.com right now. More reaction on the PM team.
Nothing is promised, and even the greatest have to show up every day and execute. And if this is Coach Tomlin's last game here, it should be his decision. When you look at him tying Marvin Lewis's record for seven straight playoff losses, that's not the standard. That's not Pittsburgh Steeler football.
Ryan Clark, one of several Steelers players who echoed that sentiment last night or in the last few weeks. Ben Roethlisberger said clean house, but it needed to be on Mike Tomlin's term, said, you know, go coach Penn State. And then Ryan Clark there last night said it should be up to Mike, but the results aren't good enough. Amen to that last point. Apparently it was up to Mike because he notified Art Rooney a couple hours ago that he did not want to coach the Steelers anymore. And so we get a clean slate and a fresh start. And that is a breath of fresh air, I think, for Steelers fans. It is, at least for me. We already have the Mike Greenberg obligatory be careful what you wish for comments circulating online.
Here's the obligatory shut the F up, Mike Greenberg, from Chris Mueller.
Thank you.
I don't like, you know, I think there's a certain charm in me having no career aspirations beyond this chair, because if words like that ever get back to somebody like Greeny.
What is he going to do? Keep you from having a seat on Get Up? Who gives a rat's ass?
Well, no, my lack of talent would generally take care of that.
All right. Come on, Chris. This is a festive day now. We don't need the self-loathing.
I'm just doing a bit.
We don't need that.
God,
right,
I really
now
can't take, though, the Greenberg thing. And Ryan, it's like, what bothers me about what Ryan said last night after the game is he went on at the end of the quote after the fact to say it hasn't been up to the standard. He would know what the standard is. He was a thumper on a great defense that won it all. Why was there, Chris Canty said it too, why was there on ESPN and on most of the big platforms nationally the refrain being the same? Why was it Mike deserves to decide whether it's time or not? Why? If you can say later on in the sentence or later on in your remarks that it hasn't been up to standard, would any, even Bill Belichick, been given that kind of opportunity?
I agree with you, especially when these
Bill
players...
Bill deserves to say when it's his time to be done with the Patriots, but the results have not been good enough.
Especially when these players should be coming at it from an angle of how often do players get to call their own shot? You would think the former players would be like, damn.
Troy Polamalu didn't get to call his own shot.
He got a voicemail, for crying out loud.
From Mike?
Yep.
I reject that notion. It's like, yes, intellectually you can say, you seem to be, if you're an observer who might have played for Mike or you're whatever, You can say it obviously doesn't look good. Then you can't pair that with the guy should have been allowed to call his own shot. It's good that he did, but he shouldn't. It shouldn't have had to come to that.
I'm a little bit surprised. Well, I'm very surprised that we're having this conversation today. But now that we're having it, I am surprised that Mike went out. Can't think of a better way to say this. Kind of like a chump. I mean, Cowers last year, they missed the playoffs. Knowles last year, they missed the playoffs. So it's not like those guys went out with a bang either. None of them had a write-off into the sunset moment. But do you even remember who Cowers' last game was against? Do you remember who Knowles' last game was against? Those kind of just get swept under the rug because they're in forgettable seasons. Mike's last game is the worst playoff home loss in Steelers history. He let that be the final chapter of his career. Like, there's no, that's like the furthest thing from happy ending. His last game is the game that, like, wanted fans to get him fired in the first place.
I think that people will remember it just because they're so happy he's done. I think it's going to be, I don't think Cowher or Knowles firings or final games, I should say, are remembered because in Bill's case, he took right up where Knoll left off and he had an 11-5 year. And then the Steelers did make the playoffs in Mike's first year. And there wasn't, maybe with Knoll there was, but the internet wasn't around back then, so people didn't have access to everyone's opinions 24/7. There wasn't with either guy this desire to see them gone to such an extent like there was with Mike. So I think people are going to, like, they're going to be people who probably, I'm surprised somebody hasn't made a donation. Houston is a very big hospital city. I'm surprised there haven't been, like, Children's Hospital of Houston donations in Will Anderson's name and Sheldon Rankin's name and Christian Kirk's name.
Well, that's if you even believe that he was on the fence until last night and needed to lose that game to leave.
Well, would it even matter to people, though? That was the tipping point, obviously. That's going to be the thing they remember. His defense, by the way.
Which
was supposed to be historic. Where's Juan Thornhill right now, by the way? He just hanging out?
Maybe he got the last laugh watching Christian Kirk set Texans receiving records last night.
If Juan Thornhill was out there, the Texans might have scored 50.
For a seventh-round pick.
Either way, Mike's defense, which was supposed to be historic, was $170 million. They were letting Woody Marks run for 100-plus. Christian Kirk, who had under 300 yards receiving on the year, go for a 140 and have a career game, while a real big boy defense laid the boom.
Yeah, Woody Marks, who was picked in the fourth round. When did the Steelers get Caleb Johnson?
Who's Caleb Johnson?
How much did he play last night?
Who is he?
Here's Chris in Cannonsburg on Mike Tomlin being done. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Anytime.
I'm not happy. You're sad. I'm just relieved. It was time. Change in life is a good thing. It was time to move on. Go out and get Marcus Freeman. Bring him in. Let him run the show.
Well, if you wanted him gone, why aren't you happy?
He did a lot of good things here. He won a Super Bowl here. He won a lot of games here. But the message got stale. It was time to move on. And I knew that this would be how he went out. The Rooneys were never going to fire him.
Right.
They would have never fired him. I knew he would have stepped down before they went this far. I thought he would have went through the draft this year because so he could have got up on stage and smiled and kissed babies, but he didn't go with that route, and he stepped down this year, and it was time.
Well, maybe he felt like the Steelers were at a dead end, too. You know, like, yeah, you have immense job security in theory here because they never fire coaches, but maybe he felt like next year was going to be the year the non-losing streak actually came to an end. Yeah, he'd get a chance to break Knoll's record. All he needed was one more game, but the thing that he's famous for could have easily gone up in smoke. Rodgers gone.
What's the percentage chance he retired when he did, in part because he respects Knoll's legacy and respects the Steelers' traditions? No?
I think it has more to do with the fact that he thinks that next year is going to be a step backwards.
But if he really wanted, he wasn't going to go 0-17 next year. If he really cared deeply about the Knoll record, he would have stuck around.
What do you think he cares more about, the Knoll record or the non-losing season streak?
Well, we know what the owner cares more about, so maybe you're right.
Yeah, he put it in the statement.
He didn't say anything about tying Chuck Knoll or with the most victories in franchise history. He said, and can you believe this guy never had a non-losing season?
That's never going to happen again.
What if the next Steelers coach had 24 seasons where they didn't have a losing season?
How many seasons would he go consecutively without a playoff win, though? Here's Harry next. Hello, Harry.
Hi there. I want to talk for a minute about potential head coaching candidates because we've seen a lot of ink being spilled that's going to be spilled. both now and in the future, on what Mike Tomlin did, but I think that we need to look towards the future. And obviously, we know that the Steelers have a type
yes,
when they hire
head
coaches.
Can you understand why we're like not even 2 hours into this, why it's hard for me to already get my brain to think about who their next coach was going to be when I was prepared to come on the air and talk about how they lost to the Texans last night?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I did not have a list ready for who the Steelers' top five candidates should be.
Pony, who do you think the betting favorite is from one of those things we always get sent to us?
Brian Flores.
3-1.
Chris Shula.
No, it's Brian Flores. Who do you think's next, Pony? I'm just curious.
Marcus Freeman.
Correct. And third on the medal stand.
I'll say Shula at that point.
Jesse Minter.
Oh, I should have considered him.
You know who's
him.
Tied with Jesse Minter? Larry Foote.
Really? I should text Larry. Well, he'd be interested for sure, but it's not exactly like Tampa Bay had a great defensive year. What were you going to say, Harry?
Yeah, I think that we know that the Steelers hire young, defensive-minded head coaches. Look at Knoll, look at Cowher, look at Tomlin. And we know that they like to hire head coaches in their 30s. And to me, the best candidate that fits all of those criteria is Chris Shula, the Rams defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that his grandfather's Don. Hey, how did that defense look Saturday?
Pretty shaky, but when you have a franchise quarterback like Matt Stafford, you are allowed to bail them out. And that
yes.
brings me to...
And we don't have that here. We're going to let you go because we got more people who want to talk, though. It is odd that Albert Breer, like 3 weeks ago, said that the Steelers had already started doing their homework on Chris Shula, which now makes more sense if Tomlin had given them a heads up or maybe a clue that this might happen. But if he goes to them and says, hey, this might happen, if I were, I would just assume it was going to happen. I don't think you tell, you know, like, what gave them the, like, if you take that reporting at face value, which is kind of hard to believe, that they already started doing homework and digging in on potential candidates, what would have been the impetus to do that? Like, Breer put that out now 2 weeks ago, before the Ravens game. After the Browns game, Steelers internally have already done their homework on Chris Shula. Why would they start doing homework?
It was a weird thing to read, but honestly, I have seen... Like, I just never took seriously the idea that any of that stuff mattered, any of those kinds of news updates, because I just always assumed Mike was going to be back. Like, I would dismiss stuff like that out of hand. Oh, they're interested in Chris
so,
Shula.
So, with all due
okay.
respect to Breer, you just thought it was a BS report.
No, I don't think it was a BS story. I just thought, like, even if they have, like, kicked around, they're like, trying to, like, identify people maybe even for the next cycle if Shula doesn't get a job this cycle.
But why would you even have, like, in years past, do you think last year they had identified coaches?
I mean, don't you think...
If you love your coach, why even waste your time doing that?
Don't you think
that?
In the college ranks, teams are always, like, wondering aloud
well,
who their
yeah,
next
because
guy's
college
be.
Football it has that, like, there are very few Kirk Ferentzes left that spend
I could have justified them looking by saying, hey, at least they're just, like, you know, kind of talking around the league, seeing who fits.
But that would get back to Mike.
Being prepared for any eventuality.
But if I was Mike, I'd be like, wait a minute, you're already looking for my... If I really want to coach here, why are you already flirting around and looking for... My replacements. But
yeah.
Am I not good
I mean,
enough
I'm
anymore?
I'm trying to game this out in a way that wouldn't be... But why wouldn't... When Breer reported that, did he do it with like... It was like a five-alarm fire where it was like, holy crap, they are vetting Chris Shula.
No, he just like buried it in his story,
well,
which
that,
was
that's
weird.
The other weird thing. So why would you report that and not have that if you thought, if you're him, like that's huge news. It's clear that there's like... It's different from previous years in Pittsburgh. Why wouldn't that be the lead to every story?
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Corey.
Mike Tomlin stepped down at Pittsburgh.
He did? Is it official?
That's what I keep hearing. So, is he a candidate here?
Holy Mike, wouldn't that be awesome?
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's the Ravens owner, Steve Bisciotti, at a press conference in Baltimore in real time reacting to Mike Tomlin resigning and saying, wouldn't that be awesome?
I think he became the next Ravens coach. Yeah, I think there's no chance he becomes the Ravens' next head coach. None.
Why is that?
I think Lamar wants an offensive coach there. I think there's a better chance they'd hire Kevin Stefanski.
Well, that would be an all-timer, though, if they pick Stefanski over Tomlin.
I don't think it would necessarily be the wrong choice.
Oh, I don't disagree with you, but in the minds of the national media, that would be viewed as one of the greatest follies in the history of pro football.
There's going to be a couple things that I think happen in the coming years. Tomlin's going to get another job somewhere, and we're going to put a whole lot of things to the test. Will Mike just go somewhere else and succeed automatically, like quarterback or no quarterback? And by the way, wherever he goes, there will be one because he'll want one.
Mm-hmm.
And is this town destined for a 30-year winter without him because he was so great?
So let's say, like, I agree with you. I don't think the Steelers, if they let him walk to go coach the Ravens next year, then that would tell me that tacitly they don't have a very high belief in Mike Tomlin anymore, which I don't buy. Or they were so beholden to Mike, they like let him go out his way with no like safety net, nothing inhibiting him from taking another job, which, yeah, you're thankful. And I mean, the press release made it sound like they view him as the greatest coach of all time. Like, yes, you're grateful and thankful for all those things, but you wouldn't want him walking away with years left on his contract to come back and bite you with a team inside your own division if you could prevent it from happening. So let's say he's not the Ravens coach next year. I agree with you. That would blow my mind.
I want to make it clear, it's because I think the Ravens wouldn't actually
want him. Yeah, you think it's more
him.
The Ravens' decision.
I think Bisciotti says that and knows it's going to be a great soundbite, but I don't actually think they would hire him because they wouldn't want to.
So what is the job with the quarterback that's on the market right now that would cause him to coach in 2026?
Not the Browns, for sure.
To me, it can't be the Giants, Donnie, because he could have drafted Jackson Dart here
and didn't,
and picked Derek Harmon instead. So unless he like is now going to get caught up on Jackson Dart tape and become enamored with him after scouting him in the draft,
It wouldn't be the Cardinals either, because he can't. There's no way he'd want Kyler Murray, because the guy plays video games.
Yes, I don't think the Cardinals want Kyler Murray anymore. Clearly they don't. They
but, I mean,
played
there,
Jacoby Brissett
no,
over
there's
him.
There's no quarterback there.
Yeah. Is he a Michael Penix guy? No, I wouldn't think so.
Does he want to go live in South Florida? He just
Hell
beat,
no.
He just beat the brakes off of Tua. Why would he want that around?
Okay, so then he waits a year. He goes and does TV.
How about the Titans and Cam Ward, who I actually think Cam Ward has the chance to be legit. I think he's a legitimately big-time talent.
But, like, have you noticed that no one talks about that being a coveted job and they have this number one pick quarterback going into his second year? If all of these coaches thought that Ward could win and win soon, you would think there would be people like pushing their mothers into traffic to get
well,
that
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I mean, probably more of a commentary on a very bad roster around him. Not the Raiders. He's not going there. Although you'd have Mendoza there. Does he want to be Mark Davis's head coach?
But he hasn't watched any college tape yet.
I guess Dante Moore will be in the draft too, because...
Does he wait 2 years and hope that LaFleur gets fired in Green Bay and he can go become the Packers coach, and at that point you have no owner intervention and you're allowed, but then again the GM has huge power there, so he wouldn't have a lot of say over the roster, or he'd equal say at best.
I think the better chance is he actually sits out a year, and chances are the team that's drafting number one overall in 2027, if Arch Manning continues next year like he ended this year, is going to take Arch Manning. They're not going to be a very good team, so give me some options. Cardinals suck again and there goes Arch Manning. But they would have already filled their vacancy.
How about Washington has another iffy year, and then he goes and coaches Jaden Daniels in 2027?
It's a pretty bad roster, but that
he goes home. He's a Washington guy. They don't have a crappy owner anymore. Maybe Nick Sirianni only gets one more year, and he's the Eagles coach.
Well, we always heard they love Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts thought he was getting drafted here. I wonder if Mike's watched Jalen Hurts' tape, if he's still in love with him.
Let's get your reaction to one of the biggest stories in Steelers history. Mike Tomlin resigning hours ago. I'm stunned that this happened when it did, right as we were going on the air. Here is Rich on the Fan. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I'd like to give a shout out to the YouTube chat.
And, nice.
Second, I think this is a... I think the Steelers let him save face, that this is a culmination that's been going on from last year with all the moves that they made to get Russell Wilson and Justin Fields in here. And in the beginning of this season, all the moves that they had to make just to try and get him to win a playoff game. And he's failed last year and he's failed this year. And I just think it finally come to fruition that they had to let him go.
So you think that the Steelers were the ones to push this in this direction, that it was not Mike going to Art, that it was Art going to Mike?
Yeah, if you watched the game last night, you seen Rooney and Khan sitting in the booth just looking at them on
the
field.
They always look like that, though. I get what you're saying. I think if someone had not watched a Steelers game and they showed those two with like expressionless faces, they might think, oh, this is a sign that they're very displeased with what's going on. That's like... Art is the owner equivalent of Kurt Cignetti, where he almost has like a scowl at all times. He has that blank look on his face always when watching games. So I didn't read anything into that. What I thought you might have said, and this is interesting to me, I mean, I think it's probably logical that he reached that conclusion on his own. Like, I can't win anything else here. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is back. I don't think we're going to be able to sign Malik Willis. I don't think we're going to be able to get a quarterback in the draft. I don't really trust Mason Rudolph, clearly. Years of experience would tell you that. I don't really think I can put a six-round, second-year quarterback out there and win. I'm kind of screwed here.
Well, then that would be an admission from a guy that I think cuts the profile, or has always cut the profile, of hyper-confidence in himself. And
yeah,
now we'll get no more of Brooke and him having their little exchanges about, because I see the work they put in, Brooke. That's why I'm confident. It sounds like he was having a crisis of confidence then. It sounds like he was finally...
But is it accurate?
It is, but here's the other part of it, and this is where ego and everything else and what Art Rooney said in his statement comes into play, the last thing about the non-losing seasons. I think Mike understands, in fact, I know he does. He's a smart guy. He sees how the Patriots rebuilt because they got the third overall pick and took Drake May, and he sees how Washington got to the NFC title game with Jaden Daniels in his rookie year, and like he even sees that Caleb Williams has finally revitalized that franchise now, right? He knows that the way to go is still to draft a big-time quarterback, usually pretty high up. He also, I think, doesn't have the stomach for the kind of season that that would actually take.
He has said as much. Remember that interaction he had with Chase Young when the Commanders played here, when they ended the Steelers' winning streak when Pittsburgh was 11-0? And there's that NFL Films interaction where he goes up to him and says, "Hey, I just want to tell you how great I think you are. Also, we're never going to be bad enough to have access to a player like you." Young was the second pick in the draft. Like, they've always made one of my chief complaints with them is that as long as Mike was in charge, they were always going to make short-sighted moves to try to win in the present time.
And you
try
think that to was win just now. A Mike thing or also an Art thing?
I thought it was a mind meld.
Well, we're about to find out because Art's going to have a chance. Whoever takes this job, I just saw Yahoo decided to rank all the available jobs, and there's a second on the list behind the Ravens gig, which I think is Steelers too high. We'll find out.
I don't think it's too high. I think their outlook is bleak, but if you're a coach, you know you're going to have unbelievable job security.
Here's my point. Does Art realize that whoever he hires here, that person's probably going to have a tough time winning even like 7 games if they do it right in the first couple of seasons? And then they're like, best case scenario, what happens for them? Bad year next year. Draft a quarterback in 27.
And then go from
and then
there.
Have a Patriots speed rebuild.
Yep.
That's their best case. Does the owner have the stomach for that?
Duke is next. Hello, Duke.
Hey, guys. Appreciate taking the call.
Sure.
You know, I think Mike Tomlin will always be known to the national media as the guy that never had the losing season. I think he got credit for the Super Bowl he did win, but over the years and losing the playoff games, I think that's when a lot of more people adopted the attitude of he won with Cowher's team. But
that's probably a reasonable. I'm going to give you a lot of credit. That's one of my favorite points made today. That is probably Duke a reasonable outlook on how a lot of people's opinion turned.
Absolutely, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Chris. But I disagree, Pony. I think a lot of people out here and a lot of the people I know that are Steeler fans, and they will say that he won with the Cowher's team.
But I never said that was wrong. I said I do agree that a lot of people say it. I hear from them all the time. Chris said, and this might sound semantical, he said most. I don't think that if we polled the entire Steelers fan base, more people would say he was just riding coattails that year and doesn't get credit for the win. That's all. I mean, like, it's truthful, though, to say he stepped into a great situation. And I know 2006 was not good, but he had a quarterback that had already won a Super Bowl, and he had the pieces for a great defense. Very, very few coaches step into situations like that. To his credit, he maximized it his second year. They won the Super Bowl.
He was part of a draft that also brought in two very important pieces for the Super Bowl team.
Yeah, true. I mean, he gets full marks for that. But you also can't deny, if you're a Tomlin apologist, although many try to be blind to it, that this has been one of the most stagnant franchises in the entire NFL for a very long period of time, an eternity.
The bad thing on his resume is, and I never felt like Ben was in the class of a Brady or even a prime Rodgers, but he was close enough. You could win with that. When they had the Killer Bees and they decided the spend goes to the offense, and Mike's reputation is a defensive whiz, and that reputation is supposed to bear out in you take a younger, cheaper defense and get more out of them, he never did. That's the problem. When it mattered, when he had the offense to probably go in there guns a-blazing with the big scoring teams,
yeah,
there was not a cheap young defense a la Spagnuolo's Chiefs of a couple years ago.
Here's a random one for you. What's a bigger blight on Tomlin's resume? Is it now the last 9 years, or is it actually 2011 to 2018 where he had been in his prime? And the closest they got to another Super Bowl was getting blown out by the Patriots in the 16 AFC Championship game.
To me, I mean, with what I just said, I would have to say the latter there. I mean, this year, this last stretch here, really, other than the 2018 team, which, you know, goes into New Orleans and probably should have won and Juju fumbles it away, starting with 2019, I have never looked at them as having had the quarterback and the roster to be an actual contender. I don't know if you have, but I don't think you have.
No, I have not. Here's Troy in Mount Washington. Hello, Troy.
Hello. Guys, what's going on?
Hey, man.
So I'm glad it's, like, kind of calmed down a little bit, but, like, listening to the first part of the show and people calling in, like, someone beat cancer, and they're, like, that happy that Mike Tomlin is gone, to me is just, like, over the top. It just feels like a real fan is not a fan that's, like, Paul Alexander that just sits at home and kind of hopes that the Steelers lose so something bad can happen.
Man, what a shot at Paul Alexander. I've never known him to be an anti-Steelers guy. Jeez.
I mean, first off, he shoots his shot at you guys all the time about how he should be on and the new generation. He just has his buddies call and all the old Yinzers just talk about how terrible Tomlin is for 3 hours. I can't believe he's on, like, before a Steelers game or after a Steelers game. It's so depressing. But when it comes to Tomlin, what just makes me, like, really sick is, like, I get it. I mean, I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad they're moving on. I'm glad we're seeing a new chapter. But I think we're going to see by this new hire, I could be wrong, but I think that we're going to see by this new hire that people need to realize that the Rooneys have a philosophy that they think Pittsburgh is represented by this hard-nosed defense, run the ball, philosophy that no matter if it's Mike Tomlin or the next guy, we're going to find out of all these things that we were saying about Tomlin, about he had control and he decided to do this. If we come out in 4 years from now after we make a hire and we're running the ball on second and 13 and we're doing the same things that we have been doing, we're finally going to see as a fan base, and I think it's going to shock a lot of people to where they look back and be like, man, maybe it wasn't Tomlin. Where these guys want to win how their city is represented.
Well, especially if Mike, though, wants to win the same way. I think that's convenient,
well,
Troy,
because
I think he
wants to win the same way, just like you want to work how your boss wants
to work. But also it'll depend on how he looks in his next stop. If he all of a sudden is throwing it 40 times per game and he's got an innovative offense and a great offensive mind,
I could be wrong.
Then he'll look better. I don't
know if I see a next stop for him in the recent future. I truly don't. And I know, Pony,
you think he's going to be like Belichick? Done?
I mean, well, you're in tune as well with a lot of reports that were out there of some personal things with Mike Tomlin that I won't get into, obviously, but I know that you've been privy to them and you've heard some things. And there may be a time, and to be honest with you, I don't think Mike Tomlin would be that good at TV. I know Mike Tomlin's
going to be. Kamali said he's going to be one of the worst TV analysts of all time. He's crushed it. Crushed him for it. Yeah, he thinks he's going to be brutal.
I don't see him going, like, back and back banter with somebody, like, on TV. It's just, like, not hit. Yes, he's good with words, but
I mean,
not
did you think Bill Cowher was going to have, like, a 20-year career in TV, Troy?
I'm still shocked he has, to be honest.
Yeah, but
with you.
I think Bill Cowher was a little bit more animated in his press conferences than Mike Tomlin ever was. I think that Bill Cowher showed you a side that truly represented Pittsburgh, that, like, kind of made you feel like, oh, this Pittsburgh guy on here kind of talking with a different type of dialect. Mike Tomlin has this, like, cold killer demeanor. I just don't see him being.
But Troy, that's when you see him. You see him in Troy. You see him in local press conferences acting that way. When he gets in front of one of his buddies that he likes talking to, it's a complete switch.
Yeah, he lets his guard down. If it's like a Tony Dungy or Ryan Clark,
if he gets put on
with Dungy, he has.
If he gets put on national TV and paid a lot of money to do it, and gets told by a director and a producer, like, "Hey, this is what we need out of you," I am pretty certain he's
Tomlin. Tomlin. Listening to a director and a producer telling him what to do?
Yes, all those guys do.
I mean,
because
I think Brady's gotten better from year one to year two. I don't know if that's on his own volition, but I think he's a completely different guy.
Guys, Tom Brady did a roast. Tom Brady is a lot more open about himself than Mike Tomlin is.
Mike Tomlin is
a closed book outside of football.
I agree with
you
that.
You do not hear anything about that.
People who
are closed book outside of football are not ones that really are tending to be.
I'm just surprised based on how this conversation has kind of turned in the last 2 minutes. I don't understand why you're gatekeeping fans a little bit and policing fans in the way that they reacted to this initial decision. If you felt like you were in purgatory with Mike and you just got let out of it to heaven, why wouldn't you be jumping for joy?
Because purgatory is living in hell forever. We lived in mediocrity.
Yes, that's the definition of purgatory. That's the middle. Purgatory is the middle state.
You do not want to feel the same way you felt the last 7 years being a Steelers fan rather than a Jets fan. Don't say it because you're wrong. And you know it.
There's like four teams. You're right, Troy. Troy, there's like four teams that are always worse than the Steelers, that never win playoff games and never have winning seasons. You're right. There's like five of them.
Yeah, but you can name 12 teams right now that you would much rather less be a fan of than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, you can't.
Easily.
No, you can't.
What? You can name two in each division.
There's not.
How about all divisions?
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Would you rather be a Bengals fan?
Yes.
Would you rather be a Browns fan? 100%
would I rather be a Bengals fan. Yes, I would. They have a quarterback that's taken them to the Super Bowl in the last 5 years.
They have a guy that is not even sure if he wants to play for that franchise anymore. They have a team that is incompetent, that cannot do anything.
Yeah, and that incompetent franchise has gone to a Super Bowl in the last 5 years.
Okay, and how many have they won?
That's all it comes down to, one Super Bowl. That's it.
Doesn't that come down to
the Giants have won a Super Bowl more recently than the Steelers. Does that mean they're better?
I'd rather be the Giants franchise than the Bengals. Are you kidding me?
Okay, thank you, Troy. Got a little adversarial there.
What's Troy like day to day?
He's a good caller, but it was just a weird tact where it started with him kind of finger-wagging fans for being excited about Mike being gone, and then by the end of it, I felt like he was just ripping Mike left and right. So, like, which one is it?
Well, in the middle there's the most interesting thing to me, or towards the beginning.
What are we doing here?
Well, no. The beginning is the most interesting part. It's what is going to be the Rooney strategy? Do they break with their precedent and actually hire somebody who is in the mold of a Ben Johnson? Is there even that guy out there right now? Most of the big names at the top of the heap are defensive guys.
Yeah, because all the offensive guys have been swallowed up and have gotten other jobs.
Here is something I would love to know. Is there enough recognition on the part of Steelers ownership that Mike surrounded himself with way too many coaches he was chummy with who didn't have new ideas, who didn't challenge him, who didn't really have any authority delegated to them, and they see that as a problem that needs to be fixed with this next hire?
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun,
Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Standard is the standard. Standard sound like to me is 500. 9 year stretch, not a single playoff win? Bro, last time we won a playoff game, was you even on the team, Joe? You weren't even on the team, Joe.
No.
I was on the team. That's how long it's been, bro.
That's James Harrison losing it a little bit before the news came down that the Steelers had a decision on their hands because Mike Tomlin stormed into Art Rooney's office or they had a cup of coffee over it, went down and said, look, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Then told his team around 2 o'clock, and there we were at 2:05 with Donnie butting into a conversation that today was Steelers playoff Groundhog Day, and the more things change, the more they stay the same. And actually, wait a second, things are changing, and it's one of the biggest changes ever the franchise has seen because the coach just told them he's done here. So, yeah. And honestly, there's all kinds of questions about where do they go from here? Who do they hire? Art Rooney's going to talk tomorrow at noon. We'll have those comments here on The Fan, but
I'm worried about you. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, no. Why?
There's a famous story. Scottie Scheffler kind of had it happen to him, but there's a famous story about the golfer David Duval. He won the Open Championship, and he was on the plane back to the United States with the claret jug, oldest trophy in golf.
Yep.
And he remarked to everyone and no one in particular with him on the plane, is this all there is? And I worry now that Mike has stepped aside that you're going to have somebody, like it's going to hit you for a second tonight. You're going to go, is this all there is?
No, I don't think so.
I'm worried about you.
No, I don't have any of that. Like, wait, I thought this would feel better. I thought I would be more excited. This is about how, well, I guess I never really allowed myself to dream and imagine how it would feel because I just always felt like it was never going to happen, and we were predestined to be sitting here in 2050 talking about Mike Tomlin as a 80-plus-year-old octogenarian head coach going 10-7 and having just lost a first-round playoff game to the London Argonauts.
And according to ChatGPT, who would have won the Super Bowl before him? Taco Bell would have won a Super Bowl, I believe.
All right. Team on Mars.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is your 2046 Super Bowl champion.
Let's talk to more Steelers fans. Here is Alex on The Fan. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. Really good.
Hey, yeah, I mean, Tomlin, 19 years. He did a lot of great stuff for the city, a lot of great stuff for the organization. It's great. But
not lately.
You got to look. What's that?
I said not lately, but yeah, overall, you're right.
Correct, right. An entire body of work.
Yep.
For replacements, you look at guys like Davis Webb, okay? That guy, you know, pass, innovative, everything. He's with the Broncos. But I think a name that no one's thinking about that you'll think him crazy, look inward. He's a Pat Narduzzi product, Kurt Cignetti product, offensive coordinator for Indiana, Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, I like Mike, but there's no way you can hire a college coordinator to be your head coach.
I had somebody tell me Mike Shanahan has basically no real designs on ever even becoming a college head coach, that he loves being an OC.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't heard that. Now, that's interesting.
This is just like somebody spitballing it, but it's somebody who knows him who just basically said, it might surprise people, he's got to be like one of the hottest coordinator candidates, you know, head coaching candidates to be out there.
Yep.
They said he's pretty happy just being an OC on like an absolute juggernaut. Obviously, money changes a lot of things, but that is literally what somebody told me within the last 3 days.
Davis Webb.
Brian Batko said after because he stopped playing quarterback in 2022 in the league for the Giants.
Yep.
Batko came on our show after that, like within the year, and said, guys, here's somebody I'd love to see them bring onto their coaching staff. Because we were having one of our many interminable Tomlin coaching tree discussions. And he said he should hire Davis Webb. The guy is a young up-and-comer. And they didn't. And now the guy is getting 30. It's probably more of a preliminary round for him.
Yeah.
Head coaching interviews.
I mean, did he do a good job with Bo Nix this year?
Well, isn't that more
didn't
of a
you
Sean
rank
Payton
him,
thing?
Didn't you rank him below Aaron Rodgers on your AFC quarterback board?
Touche. Would you not say, though, that somebody who Sean Payton saw fit to hire is somebody worth at least looking at?
Yeah, I'm okay with that, but I'm just saying his recent work is not knocking me off my feet. We'll have time for all that stuff, though, obviously. This is like the embryonic stages of a coaching search right now, one that I never thought we'd actually do. Here is Johnny on the fan. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
My condolences.
And a Steelers fan for over 60 years. 3 points. One, you got to get rid of that offensive coordinator. He has half a brain. He used Freiermuth for 2 passes in the fourth quarter only. What happened the rest of the game, especially when they were down on the 8-yard line and couldn't get in? That's my first point. Second point is, I've been living in Cleveland for a number of years. When you have a 1-win, 3-win, and 4-win season, it's hard. It's hard to enjoy football. So kind of beware if you want to rebuild.
I get that. I mean, I'm expecting anybody that has a relationship with the Browns and the Raiders and the Cardinals and the Jets and like the stinkiest of stinky teams in the NFL to pop up here and either on social media or by calling in or texting in to say, like, be careful what you wish for, a la Mike Greenberg. The thing about Arthur Smith that I just thought about is this. When Tomlin got hired, he was asked and he was okay with inheriting their coordinators. We know that Art does not like to pay coordinators to not work. I really hope he doesn't try to foist Arthur Smith onto whoever the next head coach is because there's another year left on the guy's contract and he likes the job the guy is doing. Which I would say for 99% of teams would not even be a consideration or a possibility.
If Arthur Smith,
I feel like it is here.
If he's the OC next year, then I will, unless like the hire is an obvious slam dunk and there's just somebody looking over Arthur Smith's shoulder, which I doubt on all that. If Arthur Smith's the coordinator because the owner doesn't want to pay him to go away and clean house and clear the decks, then it'll be the same old, same old. Then he will not be operating in a serious fashion.
Here is Nick next. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Again, I'm behind enemy lines as well. I'm a Steeler fan in Ohio.
Oh, boy.
Again, yeah, Tomlin, he did a good job. You know what I mean? He was out here, put in a good body of work.
Not lately, though.
Like you said, exactly. That's the thing. He's like that relationship that you hold on to because you don't want to be single. Okay? He just doesn't want, like, we just couldn't let him go. All right? And then the other thing that
they didn't let him go. He had to break up with us.
He had to walk away. Yeah, he had an intervention, and he had a sat down and realized that the relationship's over. There's no fire anymore. But there was somebody, a coach, that somebody said something in like an interview, a passerby to Will Howard. Loves Will Howard. John Gruden.
Yeah, they're not going to hire John Gruden. Zero chance, I would say.
I have a question about the John Gruden lovers out there, and there are more than a couple.
Is he already getting mentioned as a
candidate? No. In previous days on this show, when we would mention Mike Tomlin, people would just beg in the comments, hey, I wish John Gruden would coach this team, just for argument's sake. John Gruden had come back to the NFL in 2018 and gone 4-12, 7-9, 8-8, and was a whopping 3-2 when he got fired. Why are we treating him like a coaching deity?
Because we're so starved for offensive success, and he's won a Super Bowl as an offensive mind, and he's available.
Are a lot of other offensive minds who are available.
But he also has a charismatic personality, and people watched him on TV for a long time and see him on Barstool now. And he also, to the last caller's point, really, really likes a young quarterback that a lot of Steelers fans actually think is a diamond in the rough.
I mean, you say charismatic, I say a lot of people could look at him and say, that guy seems like kind of an ass. And he's also in his mid-60s.
I thought he did a good job in that interview with the morning show, didn't you, Don? That kind of fired me up. I know he picked Pitt to beat Notre Dame, which was a horrible prediction, but I thought he was like engaging in that conversation.
A guy who won a Super Bowl, yes.
Yes.
And then has had 3 winning seasons and 1 double-digit winning season since.
Yeah.
Is this incredibly attractive candidate?
No, not to me.
I'm just trying to talk sense into our listeners. John Gruden hasn't won a playoff game since he won the Super Bowl.
But he's also been out of coaching for so long.
He's been out of coaching for a handful of years.
Yeah, that's actually right. I forgot about the Raiders thing.
I just said he had a 4-12, 7-9, 8-8, and 3-2. And that ended in 2021 when he resigned.
Yeah, the 2021 part, I kind of...
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.